Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted today to be joined by a really special guest who's a friend and ex-work colleague that I've known for 25 years. And this is Craig Ewan, who is the operations director with the King's Mills Group over in Scotland. And Craig, can you believe it? For nearly 20 years now here at New Leaf, we focused on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Craig, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you very much, Paul, and great to speak to you again after this, the amount of time we've spent together in the past. In terms of up until 2006, I'd worked for corporate. I'd worked for Swallow, I'd worked for Marriott, I'd worked for Hilton. And this hotel that I'm currently sitting in just now, the King's Mills Hotel, was taken over and it was returned to private ownership. And the owner wanted me to become part of that with him as an independent. So back then he asked me to be his general manager. And at the time I was excited because I wanted to stay in this hotel. But moving forward, I was thinking I could be nervous. What happens if I fall out with his owner 3 months down the route? That didn't happen. And, that was back in 2006. And I worked for him for a number of years doing that role. But also he had another property that he took on board in Aberdeen. And I got involved with that. We put a franchise on that hotel. We sold that hotel. And we opened up our own five-star hotel in Inverness in 2019, in addition to this four-star property that I operate. So we've got two hotels at the moment, a 147-bedroom four-star property and a 47-bedroom five-star property. And we've got another property in the pipeline. So by August 2027, we'll have a 72-bedroom four-star to add to our mix in Inverness. So in terms of what I'd like to share with you today is some of the insights that I've had over the years. And I'm no expert, but in terms of, I've loved this industry. Mm. I came from a university graduate into this business, and I absolutely love being part of it. In terms of what is the biggest challenges that we have in our industry, and it is all around our biggest asset. It's all around people. Mm. In terms of giving ownership, I think is a really important value. Mm. And something that our younger team don't always grasp straight away. So it's encouraging that sense of ownership, letting them make some of their own mistakes and learn from their mistakes and sitting down with them, but also encourage them not to abdicate their responsibility. So they take their ownership on board and they come back and they are responsible for their actions and see it through. In terms of One of the things I'm really quite proud of in terms of creating smart goals at different levels within the business, and in terms of having our exec team having their own smart goals so we can sit down on a quarterly basis and actually challenge and share where they are. And it goes back to the old adage of what gets measured gets done. Mm-hmm. And we might not always achieve everything that's on the goal list, but that's okay. As long as we've given it our best effort, and you know, in terms of moving things forward. In terms of utilising the skills of the people, we talked about people, the most important people around us, and having a team. In terms of what I feel is really important is actually making use of their skill set. And as the operations director of the business, I don't have all the answers. Mm. So it's having the confidence that I've got specialists around about me that can actually do things better than I can. And for me to listen as a business leader and take on board their points. And you know, in terms of, we do that in a number of different scenarios through operations meetings, through business focus meetings. And I encourage that with my own senior team as well. So they're utilizing the team that are around about them. We're only as good as our last experience. That's one of the messages that I continually have a discussion with our team about. We have a lot of regular business that comes to our hotels, and we need to keep these customers really happy. And I want to be the business that's leading And other businesses are looking at us about how we are driving our products and our services forward. And in terms of that experience, we need to be setting our benchmark and moving our benchmark higher all the time. And we're driving our customers and keeping our loyal customers keep coming back to the same brand that we are that we're loyal to them. In terms of, it's not as about us chasing the competition, it's about the competition chasing us. These are the few points that I wanted to share with you today, Paul. Thank you.
Craig, thanks ever so much. And I just think all the points that you made are obviously relevant to all businesses, not just, fellow hoteliers. And just really find those points really powerful. Just on a personal level, Craig, it's so great to see you again and catch up with you a little bit before we started the recording today. And if I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Craig, we do have this tradition over here where we do a virtual high five, but with you and I, Scotsman and Englishman, I think we should go for a virtual formal handshake.
Absolutely. Thank
Craig, it's so good to see you. And again, thanks for taking a few minutes with our subscribers today.
you very much. Take care.
Cheers, Craig.
Okay, bye-bye.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.